Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme, miscellaneous trivia. And a few things that we want to cover. We do have a guest who's going to be coming on in the next segment. The Celtics valuation $6.1 billion sets a North American sports record. And I guess because of that, NBA teams are considering launching a European league, could generate an extra $3 billion in revenue. I know, Mike, you were mentioning about Stanford's coach, Troy Taylor.
He's gone.
Yeah. And, you got to talk a little bit about the death of George Foreman.
You know what happened is Andrew Luck is the new general manager at Stanford. Yeah. So what do? You know, Stanford, they don't like cow guys. They gave him the axe. Get it? Yeah. Joe probably doesn't know this, but the Cal Stanford game, they play for the famous axe. Well, They gave Troy Taylor the axe after two consecutive seasons at 3-9. So what happens to him? I don't know, but breaking news out of Stanford.
Well, and apparently he got fired for bullying and belittling female athletes.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Mike. Okay. All right. All right. So, audience, you'll stay with us, please, because when we come back, we've got Joseph Cravens, former college basketball coach, quite a legend, right, Mike?
He's quite a legend. He just goes by Joe Cravens, and he's one of the all-time greatest, and we'll tell you why he is, and he's got on his shades in Southern California, and now he takes them off. And we're gonna have this is gonna be a fun interview, and you're gonna find out why. America, get ready.
All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We're gonna be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. Mike, who's our guest today?
Well, who's our guest today? That is the million-dollar or $10 million question. He's not just any other guest. I consider him a friend. He's a one-of-a-kind guy. He's an MVP. He's an All-American, an All-Star, an all-around great human being. I had the pleasure of working with this gentleman. His name is Joe Cravens. He is he was a longtime head basketball coach, and we'll tell you where he coached. He coached at the University of Washington. He coached a year at the University of Utah as the head coach with Rick Majerus, when Majerus had to step down. And then he was a longtime coach for Weber State University. Joe and I had the pleasure of working the Big Sky Basketball Conference Tournament in glorious Reno, Nevada, where we ate and drank and talked basketball. Joe, my friend, it is a pleasure and honor to have you on the show. I tell you what, it's a thrill. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Mike. I noticed with all those very kind compliments and accolades, you didn't include he's a technical wizard as well, since it took me about
technical issues.
Well, thanks. That's very kind of you to say we're having technical issues. You didn't say I'm trying to get this stupid hillbilly on the call who doesn't know his backside from a video. But anyway, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be out here with you.
Well, hey, Joe, you and I worked the Big Sky Conference Tournament a few years ago on television. You had a blast. A little background about you. You were born in Scottsburg, Indiana, thus that great accent you have. And then, you went on to play basketball at your alma mater, which is, University of Texas, Arlington. Is that correct?
University of Texas at Arlington, yes, Mike.
Yes, and right. So, basketball's in your heart and soul, and, you've been doing this so long, and it's so great to have your perspective, because there's so many things we want to talk about. First of all, let's talk about your ascent to being a head basketball, to being a coach. I mean, being a basketball coach at the levels that you are at, first of all, you must have an amazing wife and family, because it is no easy task, is it?
No, it's not. And I was a college basketball coach for 30 years, and 17 of those was as a 12 of those was as a head coach, and then I coached for 5 years after that at which is a great banquet story, a very small a Catholic girls team, which I don't know that at that time I'd ever watched a women's team play, and ended up being a head coach there. But it's very hard coaching a Division I college coach is extremely you're either all in or all out. There's no 1 foot in the boat and 1 foot out, and in this day and age I think it's gotten about 10 times harder. And I use this line all the time. I'm so thankful that now I'm still part of the game, but as a broadcaster, and the great thing about being a broadcaster is I'm undefeated in 19 years of being a broadcaster, Mike. That's the great thing. You never get beat. You know, you watch a game and a good friend of yours is coaching and he gets beat by a last second shot and you think, oh man, I feel bad for him. Okay, let's go get a beer and a sandwich, boys. So, you know, it is a whole different perspective from there, but I'm very thankful and very blessed that I'm still involved in college basketball.
So, Joe, let me ask you, because you were mentioning that it's so much harder now, is it because of the pressure and the money?
Well, I think there's always been extraordinary pressure. I think it's very hard to make people understand the level of pressure and anxiety that goes along with that, and my wife is a cancer survivor, bless her heart, and you know, she has a connection with every other cancer survivor that she talks to, and I'm using that as an analogy because unless you have been sitting in that seat, walking in those shoes as a Division I coach, you'll never understand the day-to-day pressure and again anxiety that goes along with it. And I mean, it is a constant every day, every week, every moment of your life almost. And it's I don't know that whether you're making $75,000 or $4 million really changes it, the level of stress involved. And now you add, you know, kids leaving by the transfer portal, the NIL, all the other things that have been added to that formula to make it even harder. Again, I'm glad for the 30 years I put in, but I'm glad I'm not a head coach right now.
So is that one of the main reasons why it's so much harder, is because of all these rule changes with the kids and the college and the NIL and et cetera? Is that the main reason?
Well, think about it. There are no rules anymore. I mean, there's no cheating in college basketball anymore. I mean, it used to be, I love to tell the story when I was early in my coaching career at the University of Texas at Arlington. And at that time, you didn't have the, you know, the 8 or 10 mega staffs that, you know, head of video and the assistant to the head of video. It was just me and the head coach, and I'm talking about back in the early 80s, and some guy gave my head coach and I a big stack of Burger King 2-for-1 coupons. And so we were dealing them out to our players, and one morning I came to the office, and the head coach said, boy, the athletic director wants to see us. He's really upset, and he looked at me like, what'd you do? And I said, I have no idea. We went in the athletic director's office. I thought he was going to fire us for giving kids 2-for-1 Burger King coupons. You know, he said, that's an added incentive. That's an extra benefit. And, you know, I tell coaches now, you can give a kid $1 million and buy him a new car. Don't give him any damn 2-for-1 Burger coupons. It almost cost me my career. Think about it. You know, with the money, with NIL, you know, one of the big rule violations and how guys got kicked out of coaching and all that, where they were giving guys money, or there is no rules anymore. I mean, now it's how much you want. Yeah, we can pay that. We can't pay that. And you know, there's no. I had breakfast with a couple old coaches in Phoenix the other day when I was at spring training. We laughed about how in the summer we used to be recruiting a kid and go to a summer tournament and you'd wave at him. You know, just a little kind of short wave and look around, hope no one saw you, because that was a violation. That'd be counted as a contact. So, you know, it's. I think that there's still great pressure to win, But now there's, you know, you can't raise your voice to someone. You can't, you know, kids leave, come and go like there's a swinging door on your locker room. And then, you know, the NIL money is just taking it to a whole different level.
Hey, Joe, one thing I like to tell a story real quickly, but I was working at a junior college, and I'll just say it, Santa Rosa Junior College. I know you've heard of it. You probably know the head coach up there, Craig McMillan. I was working with the football program up there, and it was pouring rain, 2013. And I see this big lineman, hey, buddy, how you doing? And he knew me because I was a play-by-play football guy and worked as the SID briefly. But I said, hey, man, what are you doing? He goes, I'm just waiting for the rain to die down. I said, hey, I'll give you a ride. I go, where do you live? And he's like, across the street. And he goes, oh, no, man, I can't do that. I'll get in trouble. I'm all, you live across the street and I can't give you a ride? But back then, which is all not all that long ago, giving a kid a ride across the street to get him out of the rain would be a violation. I mean, the insanity of how things have changed.
Yeah, hey, guys, Joe, hold on 2 seconds. Joe, hold on 2 seconds. We got to go to a quick break here. The station has these hard breaks. Okay, so I'm going to ask a trivia question. If you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet. Which luxury brand has a crocodile logo? All right.
Oh, that's easy. That's easy.
That's an easy one. Okay, all right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back with some even harder questions for Mike. Because the hard ones. All right. Stay with us.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowd, our special guest, Joe Cravens. All right, Joe, let's see if you know the answer to this. Which luxury brand has a crocodile logo?
Now, is it a crocodile or an alligator? We got to be a little more specific.
I think this one, they call it a crocodile, but crocodiles, well, I know, have a thinner snout.
I've just got a bust here. I don't have one answer, regardless what it is. I think it's alligator, but...
All right, let's see if Mike knows the answer.
It's Lacoste.
That's right. Very good.
Of course. The French, that was named after a French tennis player back in the day. Did you know that?
There you go. See? You know that.
Yeah, I know. Joe's riveted by that answer. I mean, listen, our special guest is Joe Cravens, a one-of-a-kind human being. I had the honor of working with him as he was a color analyst, and I was a play-by-play guy for the Big Sky basketball tournament. I think it was back, 2017, Joe, was it around then? We were in Reno, Nevada.
That's probably pretty close, Mike. They did that tournament a couple more times in Reno, and that's in Boise now, and I just got through doing it. But I think that's about right. It's been 7 or 8 years ago.
Well, it's important that I set the stage because I had never met Joe. I talked to him on the phone a few times. He said, I said, Joe, we got to meet. We got to have a production meeting. He's like, well, I'll come on up to my room. And Joe and I ended up studying meticulously all the players. We studied the video. And I think we might have been imbibed in an adult beverage or two, as I recall. And that was my introduction to Joe and having probably the best production meeting I've ever had in my life.
Well, and did you do that studying for one game?
We had to do nine games, I think.
We did 9 or 10 games, and then of course Joe. We do from the very beginning. Joe and I do all the, and Joe is fabulous. I mean, honestly, he is the best color analysis I've ever worked with. I've worked with some good guys, but America's missing out on this guy. I don't know why he's not on Fox or CBS, but this guy needs to be front and center. Joe, this show goes coast to coast, border to border. We're on SiriusXM, iHeartMedia, American Forces Network. So you are heard around the world. You deserve to be heard around the world because when it comes down to college basketball, you're a great coach. You've been everywhere. And not only that, this is what I love about you. I heard somebody recently compared you, and I think it's quite a compliment, to being like the Bill Walton of broadcasting. Now, that is a great compliment.
Well, let me back up for a minute, Mike, refresh your memory. If you and I were studying stats and doing a production meeting in my room, and if you're not sure whether we were having an adult beverage, let me guarantee you, we were having adult beverages because that's the only way I study those. I appreciate your kind words there. And in terms of the
would you guys be doing like a whole bunch of studying for just the one game?
Or would it be? No, we did nine games.
I mean, every game, you'd have to do a bunch of studying on each play. I mean, because remember, there's different teams.
I just got through doing my 10th straight Big Sky tournament. That's 9 games in 5 days. It's 4 straight days of doing 2 games, and then the championship game. And I probably put in 25 to 30 hours of preparation before I ever get there, and then once the tournament starts, it's probably another 10 hours worth of preparation. So, and that's to do it the right way. You know, I always tell people I always over prepare, and that's the old coach in me. And I only use probably 30 to 40% of the information I have, but you never know which 30 to 40% it's going to be. And
some player comes off the bench who you're not, familiar with, but you've been doing some prep on them, and you happen to know a lot of information about them, right?
Yeah, and if you think, oh, that kid will never get in the game, and all of a sudden he's in the game, I always, and I've had this conversation many times with people who ask about my preparation and all that. And when I make the statement, it's the old coach in me coming out, how many times I've done scouting reports and game preparations, and you think, well, I only saw that end out of bounds play one time in their last four games, so we won't go over that, and then kiss my country behind if they don't run it two times and score two baskets on you. You know, so that's always in the back of my mind when I'm doing my prep, and again, I kind of beat myself up with things like that.
But what do you think about scouting? Do you think you'll maybe do some scouting if you haven't already?
Well, you mean NBA-type scouting?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty comfortable, and very fortunate and very blessed. I did 35 games this year, and that's just about all I want to do. I'm at a point in life, I'm really blessed to have a great lifestyle, which I'm doing as we speak, sitting poolside in California. And, you know, I broadcast and all winter, and that keeps me occupied. And in the summer, I play golf. I'm a big gardener and sit on the front deck and drink beer and listen to baseball with my buddies and, you know, then start again in November. So I'm very satisfied with what I'm doing. I don't have enough time to do scouting for anyone, I don't think. And I again, it's a great thing for me. This is my – you take 30 years of coaching, 4 years of playing, and this was my 19th year of broadcasting. I've been involved, very fortunately, I've been involved in college basketball for 53 years now. I'd like to say I started when I was real young, but even if I started when I was real young, that makes you pretty damn old. So, I'm pretty content doing some broadcasting and then having my summers and early falls off and just enjoying my life.
Hey, Joe, I think it's important to put in perspective. Like I said, you were compared to one of the great passionate men of all time in college basketball, Bill Walton. And I think there's a reason for that. I love you're originally from Indiana, but you're a big red. You're a Cincinnati Reds fan. I'm just throwing this in, big red machine. But I know we're going to talk about that. But your one-liners are getting legendary notice. Talk a little about some of the zingers you like to throw out there because they're funny.
Well, it's really interesting, and I've had people, and I've been on shows much, you know, exactly like this over the last few years, and I've been asked, well, do you keep a list of those things that you then throw in a game? And I always explain, I'm from Southern Indiana. I'm from a two-stoplight town. Southern Indiana meaning I'm 30 miles north of Louisville, Kentucky, and it's a very blue collar type area, and that's just part of the language there. You know, you may for instance some buddies of mine that I grew up with, and I still have lifelong friendships there that I'm stay in touch with, and they called me from the Moose Lodge a few years ago, of course, a little later in the evening, and I said, boy, it's been hot back home, hadn't it? And one of my buddies said, Joe, it's been hotter than a fat kid's corduroys here. And I thought that was it. So I said that two or three times on the air, and people thought it was kind of funny until my daughter, who works in media relations with the Rockies, said, Dad, you can't say that. You can't say, you know. And I said, well, can I say a chubby kid's corduroys? No, you can't say that either. But people at home use those, and I use those every day. If you were with me on the golf course or sitting, you know, watching a basketball game or something, those are just part of the vernacular from where I grew up. Now, I have become more conscious of when I say some of those things now because people will bring them up. But, again, it's much like coaching. You got to coach to who you are. Broadcasting's the same way. You got to broadcast to who you are. You can't emulate or try to simulate anyone else. You just be who you are.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned Cincinnati because my daughter just moved there, and I'm going to be visiting her at the end of May, and you know, maybe checking out a Reds game.
Oh, it's a great ballpark, great American ballpark. My home, if you go down the Ohio River from Cincinnati to Louisville and then go hang a right, basically. I grew up 30 miles from there, right off Highway 65. So and I have a daughter working in professional baseball. She's with the Colorado Rockies, as I mentioned. But I listen to the Reds every game. I would rather listen to a game than I would watch it, and I think that's a product of growing up around there, where everyone had them on their, you know, their AM radio, either in the car or sitting out on their porch, and you know, you'd walk by and just say, what's the score? Well, Reds are down 5-4, and you know, you knew that's what they were doing. And so again, that was the first back 1965. If you won the Little League Championship in my hometown, you got to go. They took you to the Cincinnati Reds. They were playing in Old Crosley Field at that time. So my very first game was at Old Crosley Field with Frank Robinson and Vada Pinson and Big Klazuski at first base.
Yeah, Klazuski. Cutoff on the arms.
And they were playing the Giants, so I got to see Willie, and I think all three of Lou brothers were on that Giants team. But that was my first game.
Play the outfield, all of them. Hey, you guys, let's tell you what, really quickly, we're going to cut to another quick break here. All right, and again, if you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet. What color are the sunsets on Mars? What color are the There's only so many colors you can think of, right? What color are the sunsets on Mars? All right, that's our trivia question. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best store San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
For over 30 years, SF Bay Adventures has been the premier boating event and tour resource for the San Francisco Bay. Their flagship schooner, Free to Be, is an 80-foot sailboat modeled after traditional tall ships, offering the romance of yesteryear with modern amenities. Groups of up to 49 can rent schooner Free to Be for private events such as birthdays, weddings, memorials, and team building. Smaller groups or individuals can also buy tickets to public tours, such as Sunday morning wildlife sails under the Golden Gate Bridge. Visit sfbayadventures.com or email info@sfbayadventures.com to book your adventure.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800 448 4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M. Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with my co-host Mike McDowell and our special guest Joe Cravens. Second trivia question: what color are the sunsets on Mars?
Joe?
Yellow.
No.
I'm gonna go. It's caramely, nougaty, and delicious, and it's like a Mars almond bar. Is that the hell we're talking about? Because I don't know.
It's a normal color.
I know, but I'm being facetious, as you know okay. What. It's a nougat color. I have no idea.
No, blue. Is that weird?
Blue? Yeah, it is weird.
I thought that was too obvious. I didn't answer that because I thought it would be too easy.
Go ahead,
Edward.
No, I was going to say the next question is hard just because you'd think it'd be an easy one, but it ain't.
But it ain't. I like it.
But it ain't. Yeah. And if you were watching the Reds in '65, Pete Rose had just been a rookie 2 years before.
Yeah, I just read a wonderful book a couple years ago. His biography is really well written. I'm trying to think of the author, and I can't come up with it, but it was very insightful to why he was a great player and why he got in trouble with gambling. But I was 11 years old then, so I didn't follow it quite as close until I got a little older and, you know, got into the 70s, the era of the big red machine and all that. But they're very, very close to my heart. Then several years after that, I'm married. I take my daughter, who's now in professional baseball, to her very first baseball game, and that was at Great American Ballpark. She was 12 years old, and we walked in the park, and she looked up at me, and her face lit up like a little kid on Christmas. She said, "Dad, we ought to go to every major league park." I said, "All right, we'll try," and we accomplished that. It took us 17 years, but we went to every major league park. I've been a Reds fan for a long time. As I sat here by the pool with my Cincinnati Reds hat on, I just came from spring training. I saw 3 Reds games and 3 Rockies games, and then kept moving west. But I really enjoy baseball, and I think it's a great hobby. And I think it's just I love the history of the game. I read a lot of baseball books, and I think it's a hobby almost.
Sure, but let me just add this one quick thing. So Joe, you'll appreciate this. When I was 14 years old, my mom's great uncle came to visit us, and I'll make the long story short. He used to watch Hannes Wagner play.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Joe, did you ever play baseball? Because I'm thinking.
I did.
You have such a, were you pretty good? Did you get some love?
This is a very typical Indiana story. I made the varsity baseball team as a ninth grader and was probably at that time every bit as good, maybe better baseball than I was basketball. But I missed, of course, we played all spring into early summer, and I missed being away from basketball, and I only played my ninth grade year and quit so I could just play basketball all the time. Yeah. And when I say play, there was no leagues or anything. We went, and you didn't even play in the gym. Once the season's over, you were relegated to playing on outdoor courts on asphalt. But I never gave up my passion for baseball, and sometimes I wish I would have continued to play. But I didn't. I quit after that. But I always, retained my love for the game.
How good a basketball player were you?
Well, I was good enough to play Division I, and that was about it. I used to have I used to have lunch with my old college coach. He at the Final Four every year, and he told me once, and he was a wonderful man. And I was, I was kind of the backup point guard most of the time. I think I started like the last 10 or 12 games of my career at Texas Arlington. But he said the only record you hold at UTA is most cheerleaders attempted. He said not completed, just attempted. So that gives you a little indication about my career. But I was from Indiana, which meant I could shoot a little bit. I tell people, if you grow up in Indiana and you can't shoot by the time you're 14, they make you move to Kentucky.
hey Joe, two quick questions, and you can just say yes or no. But being a Reds fan, I mean, and I don't know why I'm asking about this. We're supposed to be talking about basketball, but Pete Rose not being the Hall of Fame, is it about time? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I didn't have a real strong opinion about that one way or the other, but it's time now. You know, I mean, for what's going on now with online betting and, it's time now to say, okay, that's way under the bridge. The guy
arguing that he was one of the best players ever,
The all-time hit game. You look at what he did.
In the Hall of Fame who were, of questionable characters themselves,
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe they just didn't get caught at doing stuff. I also saw something on the airplane. There was a five-part documentary. It was really good. So if you ever get a chance to see that one on Pete Rose, because he just died last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Within the last year, he just died.
Yeah.
Our special guest. Go ahead, Joe. Our special guest is Joe Craven. Joe, I gotta ask you. My friend, the beauty of the NCAA tournament, March Madness, there's nothing like it. I think what made it so fun, and I know you're going to probably connect to this, but when you got teams like UC San Diego, the mighty Tritons of La Jolla, their first year ever available for availability in the tournament, they make the tournament, and they go toe-to-toe with a powerhouse like Michigan. Isn't that what the tournament is all about? And teams like Drake who get the one win and then they're done. I mean, I'm sure you relate to all this.
No, I think that's what's so wonderful about March Madness. And remember growing up in Indiana before they went to class basketball, we had that every year, the Hoosier story and some underdog making it all the way to the Final Four in Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. And so I grew up with that type of underdog mentality around Indiana basketball. So I think it's a wonderful thing March Madness is. And I went to my very first Final Four as an assistant coach in 1977 in Atlanta. And that was the year Marquette won it with Al McGuire. And the first four or five I went to, but I remember very vividly that game. That was just a bunch of coaches there. I mean, it wasn't the fan fest type thing that it is today. It was just, a bunch of college coaches went because that was their national convention. And to what it's grown into now is just incredible.
Well, you got it. And the players, how much more athletic they are.
Well, back you look at rosters back in the early, in the mid 70s, and teams had, a couple guys 6'8", 3 or 4 guys 6'6", 6'7". Yeah. I mean, just the size, that's changed is really, really interesting to me. Again, that was considered a 6'8" guy was a big guy back in the mid 70s. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, is it going to continue to be the same old guard? We talked about the Akrons, the VCUs, the St. Mary's College Fighting Gales. I mean, look, those teams are so exciting to watch. You were head coach at Weber State for, 7 years? When is one of the little guys going to win this thing? Because right now, if you look at the tournament, you got what, Auburn and Michigan. You got Ole Miss, Michigan State. I'm just running this down. BYU, Bama, Duke, Arizona. I mean, it's kind of the same old teams in many respects. When are one of the mid-majors or small colleges going to win the actual tournament? Is that even possible?
Well, I think going back, remember Butler was in the final game against Duke. I don't know how long ago that's been. Probably George Mason. VCU actually made it to the Final Four several years ago. So that there's guys, the little guys are getting close, getting the Final Four. Now will one day win the whole shooting match? I don't know. I'm a believer, the great equalizer, the three-point line. If someone gets hot, which many of them have, to get to stage upsets, the 15-2 upsets, and get to the Final Four. But anytime you get that three-point line out there, I think you got a chance. And speaking of the three-point line, it's very interesting to me nowadays. I think the three-point line came in 1985. There's an awful lot of college – think about this – an awful lot of college basketball fans out there who has never seen a game played without a three-point line or a 30-second shot clock. So, the way it has evolved over the years. But I don't know if that will ever happen, Mike, a mid-major win at all. But, there's been some that get awful close in the last couple of decades.
Well, in this particular tournament, I mean, you got your classics. You got your Dukes. You got your Arizonas. As I mentioned, Auburn, Michigan. You got Houston's in there, Michigan State. Kind of your blue bloods. Who else we got? Kentucky, Tennessee. I mean,
well, think about it. You want to play for a team. You want to play for Duke. It's one thing to be a big fish in a small pond, but because it's not an individual sport, you're not going to go anywhere. So if you're really good, you're going to want to go to Duke or Arizona or Kentucky, right?
I agree with everything you're saying, but also now with NIL and the money they're paying out to guys, that may be creating a gap that's insurmountable for the small guys because, there's guys making, the rumor that BYU paid the nation's number one recruit $7 million to come there for a year. And people say, oh, that's overstated, but let's call the under of that $5 million. Now, who's going to compete with that? And that's what it's gotten down to. So I don't know. I think players deserve to be made to make money, but I think it's way out of whack right now.
Who do you like winning this whole thing? Do you have any ideas?
Well, I think, any of the top, one, two seeds, maybe three seeds can win it. But I think Houston has a great chance. I think that the difference between their team and past Kelvin Sampson teams there is they've got guys that can shoot it. They've always played so hard and rebounded so well offensively, especially. But it used to be their best offense was to throw it up there and then go fetch it. They were such great offensive rebounders because they were such awful shooters. He's got guys that can shoot it.
You got to go back to Ralph Sampson and Hakeem Olajuwon for the big ones.
Exactly.
We're going to go to our last trivia question here. All right, ready?
Okay.
What is the cheapest grocery store chain in the U.S.? I didn't get this one.
Cheapest?
The cheap? What is it's considered the cheapest grocery, the least expensive grocery store chain in the U.S.? I guess what they mean is, to buy stuff there. It's, if you go to Nordstrom's, obviously that ain't it because that's an expensive place, right? Okay. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial because we are going to be right back with some closing comments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and our special guest, Joe Cravens. Third trivia question, what is the cheapest grocery store chain in the U.S.? Anyone?
Go ahead, Mike. Grocery Outlet?
Yeah, which one? Go ahead.
Grocery Outlet? No?
No. One called Aldi? A-L-D-I? I never heard of it.
Oh, I know they are, yeah.
Yeah, that's the cheapest one. All right. Mike, go ahead and ask your last question for Coach.
Well, all season long, I've been complaining about basketball in the West, on the West Coast, and the western part of the United States. It seems like a power play has shifted to the East and to the South. The SEC is a powerhouse now. What has happened to basketball in the West? If you looked at the top 25, Joe, hardly any, there was like one team in the top 10 all season long. It was a joke.
Yeah, that is a real head scratcher, Mike. I think it may have to do with just the population of out west compared to down south and the East Coast, and availability of players. You just don't see, it isn't like the quality players are leaving the West Coast to go to East or go to Southeast. The quality of players that are on those SEC teams are all from SEC-type areas. And you look at UCLA and Cal and Stanford, those are all California kids. So I think it's just proximity now of talent. And I don't know I think it's too very hard for a California school to go to, say, Louisiana and convince a kid from Louisiana to come to California these days. And all right. I don't know if that's right or not, but that's my two cents worth.
Joe Craven, thank you very much for all your insight. All right, here's our thoughts of the day. So I bought a new deodorant stick today, and the instructions said remove cap and push up bottom. Now I can barely walk, but when I pass gas, the room smells lovely. I thought you'd like that one, Joe.
And, I'm going to steal that and not give you credit. How's that?
Okay, that's okay with me. All right. And I was going to tell you guys about a time-traveling joke, but you didn't like it. All right, tune in next week to Sports Income 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Joe.
Go on.
Thanks, guys. That was fun. Thanks.